It's time now for the Remembrance Project, our weekly series about ordinary people who've lived extraordinary lives. This morning, writer Alyssa Eli tells us about a Massachusetts man who cheerfully held the title of his community's informally anointed leader.
If you lived in Needham and were fortunate enough to know Chip Fanelli, and were even more fortunate to be his friend, which everyone was, you entered a circle of light. Not just because Chip was a professional photographer, rarely seen without his camera and equipment. Once you were his friend, his bright attentiveness followed you everywhere. Chris Allen met Chip when they were stay-at-home dads, picking up their sons after school.
Here's this guy. It's cold out, and he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt and shorts. And that was Chip's thing, is he would try to wear shorts all year long. And he absolutely did not have the legs for it, but he still insisted. So I'm picking up my boys, and there's Chip. He's walking over to me. I'm thinking, oh, no, here it comes. Who is this guy? He says, hey, I'm Chip.
That was the beginning. Decades of generosity and humor followed.
I was on a vacation once, and he broke into my house, which just involved turning the doorknob, really. And he took my garbage to the dump and left me a six-pack of beer.
Chip was the neighborhood first responder. He knew when someone's mother had died and who needed a ride to the airport. On 9/11, Chris was out of town when one of his sons was on Newberry Street. Chip drove in from Needham to find him.
My son, and maybe a lot of the kids, they always called him Mr. Fanelli. But, you know, once he let you call him Chip, that's when you knew you'd grown up. Because, you know, now you were a friend of Chip's, which is it's quite a badge to show around Needham.
When he lost the use of his arms to ALS, some of Chip's friends became his hands, helping with the photography. Over the next 4 years, he lost his legs, then his voice.
But the last muscles that he lost were his smile. And so he could show affection with his eyes and his smile. And it was when he lost his smile, I think that's when he realized it was time. His work was done.
Formal affairs were not his thing. He would have balked, for instance, about attending his own funeral.
But then he'd be the last person to leave, because he'd want to check out, make sure, you know, how you doing? Just wanted to touch everybody and make sure everybody was okay. So I felt that at his service, that he was still worried about all of us. The world has plenty of billionaires, but we don't have enough chips.
Chip Fanelli died of ALS in January of last year. He was 61. To nominate someone for remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.